Welcome to Casual Conversations, episode number 6.
That's right.
They're flying by.
We're back.
Flying by. I am your host, Ryan Bean, and here with the ever so talented Elena Sweetser, and she's gracing me with her presence for some more time today behind the camera.
You poured me some good coffee, so
bourbon,
I'll be here for
bourbon
that.
In the coffee. So that's the
makes
key.
Makes for a great conversation
that's
on our
the
podcast.
Key. How's your week been?
It's been a little busy, but you know, I had Kian's birthday party. My family's in town. My little niece was in town. So I was a little busy, but you know, busy's not boring.
It's never boring.
Yeah.
It's never boring. So today we're going to talk about comfort zones.
That's right. Comfort zone, because let's tell them why we wanted to cover this. Multiple reasons,
okay.
But I'm going to put myself out there. So you ready for this?
Do it.
Comfort zone.
Okay.
Ryan and I listened to the first 4 episodes. Now, when we recorded our first 4 episodes, we didn't rewatch it because we wanted it to be real and genuine. And I know us, we would have critiqued it then and we wanted to re-record. So when we were listening to it for the first time, you guys were listening to it first time really with
right.
us. And there's a few things obviously we picked out. They're like, okay, we need to change that. We need to not say this. And I'll just put it out there. I say, yeah, a lot. So that's something I'm more mindful of going into this.
And absolutely is my key word,
100%.
Apparently. Yeah, well, usually I cuss a lot, guys. So in my normal, I think what it is that I'm in, like I said, the lumber industry, and it's not always G-rated language.
Yeah.
So I'm having to think about, you know, how to tone this thing down. It's
so you switch it. So every time he says absolutely, you want to say that for
Probably somewhere in there. You said a lot. I have done a lot better with kids, but at the office, it's just kind of part of the routine.
It happens.
Part of the routine.
But you know, I remember thinking when I was listening to it, kind of like cringing, because you do that when you put yourself out there naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, but at the end of the day, we believe in this podcast and we're willing to get out of our comfort zone.
Yes.
To give this content and this podcast because we believe in it.
It's worth it.
It is. And that is the key factor of why you want to get yourself out of comfort zone, because whatever you are forcing yourself out of that comfort zone, which is disguised as discomfort, constant discomfort, if you think about it, you are working for something that will be worth it. Right.
It's got to be worth it in the end. And you got to believe that what you're doing is going to be the payoff. Right.
So absolutely.
And I, you know, and she's right. You know, it's, you're putting yourself on camera, right? That's a big thing that we both decided, or at least I decided I hated.
We're not going to use AI to edit.
We're not. This is going to be as real as it gets. So, and you know, it was funny as I started talking, I was just in the Michigan State football game, and Kevin, which has been following our podcast, which shout out to Kevin and thank you for supporting
us.
Kevin? He's, he was talking about, why you guys are putting yourself on. He goes, you just gotta make yourself kind of uncomfortable, like talking on camera, and you're putting yourself out there and you're saying things you don't know who's listening. And I said, that's the fun, exciting part about it. Like I said, you got people that you turn on to our podcast I still haven't even, that you never met. So how cool is that? But it's I think, again, like you said,
if you want to grow, you have to get out of the comfort zone. End of story.
Yeah.
And that's nothing new to me and you.
Yeah.
In my opinion, we've always pushed ourselves out of our comfort zone, whether we want to do it or not.
Yeah.
And so I thought we can dig deeper into comfort zone and how we've dealt with it growing up and how we still deal with it today, things like that.
Well, I think people in general, and I know we were this way too, this is how I grew up, right?
Yeah.
It was very much 9-to-5 type, you know, roles my parents had. My dad did have his own business and things like that, but there was I'm gonna put X amount of hours in, and you know, did they go all in on their business? And my mom did a lot of different jobs, you know, God rest her soul, and just do whatever they could to provide for the family. But they just never, they had it in their mindset that this was the best that we can get. This is how life was going to be. This is how, but they didn't want to sacrifice, like you said, their comfort zone. They didn't want to go outside and do something different. They didn't want to sacrifice their free time with their friends, or there's a lot of things you may have to say no to, right?
Sacrifice the happy hours that you do every day. Sometimes.
Or hanging out with friends, or going on a vacation that you probably can't afford, or going out with doing things that, you know, you're not treating your body the right way, or those type of things. So, and I know, God knows I don't, right? I'm, you know, especially in my industry, we're in a social industry, right? There's, you know, you're out and about. I sit in a car a lot during the day. So there's other things that now I got to be cautious of, and putting myself out there like this is making me realize, okay, there's a lot of changes I have to make. And I know that I'm going to have to get outside of my comfort
zone. See, that's who you are. You take it as motivation though.
I do.
Because most people would want to go in their little corner and say, you know what? Let's just not do the podcast. Let's do audio only.
Yes.
Let's not do video. Let's do audio only because we don't want to show us.
Yeah, but the problem with that is then how do you ever grow?
Exactly.
And some people are okay with not growing,
but the bigger purpose of the podcast is the content. You know, yes. Of course, we're a part of it. And I look at it from my female perspective because we're always critiquing how we look on video and how we sound. My hair is flat today, you know? And so it's...
So I just get to throw on a hat. I get a lucky...
Cheater.
It's the same outfit almost every time. Golf shirt.
But normally, I'm like, Allison, we like our buns.
Yeah.
We put our buns up in there.
Yeah. I have work wardrobe, and I have shorts, flip-flops, and a golf hat. So.
Not fair. So, but you think about it, at the end of the day, it's the bigger purpose of this is not how I look in a sweater or how my hair looks. It's really what our value are we giving out? Because I think that's our main priority, right?
But why do you think people have such, you know, for me, like I said, I think your upbringing is a mm-hmm. big part of it. I think for some people, honestly, I believe this is I don't think they feel like they deserve more. I feel like they feel like, or maybe they feel like they do deserve more, but you know what? I'm at this age in my life, I should have this, or I'm at this point, I should, you know, be making this much money. Well, did you ever get outside your comfort zone to get there?
The unknown is pretty scary too.
It is. Did you put in the extra hours? Did you put in the extra work? You know, there's a lot of people that go out there and work their tails off and put in 15, 16 hours a day, and they're in the same position they were 3 or 4 years ago, right? So I guess what you have to figure out, and we talked about these things on the first episode, is you got to figure out what your why is. Mm-hmm. You got to figure out, okay, am I living the life that I want, right? And some people are. Some people couldn't be happier. I know people that, you know, make 40 grand a year,
yeah,
and they've got a work-life balance. They coach, you know, their kids' little league.
Yeah.
They're the happiest they could ever be. And then I know people that make a lot of money and they're miserable.
Gary
right?
V even did an episode. I think you sent that to me or I sent it to you.
But I follow that guy a lot.
Yeah, he said, I've got friends who make $400,000 a year.
And it resonated with me.
Yeah, they're miserable. And I've got friends who make $40,000 and they love their lives.
Yes, and you again, it goes back to success is not the same thing for everybody. And everyone looks at it differently, but I do believe that most people in general, and gosh, guys, you know, this is out of our comfort zone, it right? Is. Doing this podcast is completely out of our comfort zone.
Talking to people and having conversation is not, but the whole
putting
recording
myself, yeah.
and putting it out there because you're letting people in. Yeah. And that's not easy, really.
And then you listen to yourself, and I'm like, good God, now I wonder why I drive my people crazy. And
Do I really sound like that?
I know. I wouldn't want to listen to myself for this long. Like, oh my gosh, Ryan, you don't stop talking. My goodness. But that's how you grow, and you know we're gonna get a lot out of this. I hope that's the cold plunging thing that I started doing.
Yes.
I hate that, right? People are like, man, you're crazy for getting in freezing cold water every single day. And for me, it was about that first step. It was, this is gonna suck. I know it's gonna suck, but if I do it first thing in the morning, and everyone thinks it's even crazy, I do it right when I wake up. And the reason I do it right when I wake up is because I want to do something hard to start my day. I want to do something that I know is going to be a challenge, that's going to be very difficult for me to mentally get over that hurdle. You know how many days I lay in bed and I'm like, gosh, I can stay in this warm bed. I can go take a nice hot shower.
Oh, it's raining outside.
Oh, nice warm cup of coffee. The other day I got in it and it was 50 degrees outside.
Oh my gosh.
So typically you get in, it's 45 to 48 degrees and you get to get out in a nice Texas fall day and it's in the 80s. So your body gets to get warm. I hopped out. It was basically the same degrees as it was for the water. And I stayed outside for another 15, 20 minutes.
Right.
So, but to push yourself through that and then go, you know what? I got over it. I got through it. It wasn't that big of a deal. Yeah, the first minute sucked. The first 5 minutes sucks. Maybe the first 10 minutes. Maybe a workout every day, it sucks. And I think people look at it as if they don't see the results right away. Because I don't, you know, the results for me is just the mental clarity. It makes me awake, which I like to be. I don't like to be tired. But I think, you know, working out.
Makes your body feel good too.
It does. But that's something now that I know I've got to start doing. I got to be healthier for my family. I got to be healthier. Okay.
For you too.
For myself, but absolutely for myself. Myself first. And then the byproduct is you're healthy for your family and those type of things too. But you look at it and go, okay, it's going to be a lot of hard work. And I'm a very results driven person in most things. Well, as I've gotten older in business, you see that, okay, it's sometimes these things take time and they take time to build. Well, your fitness and your health is no different,
right?
It's daily chips, you chip away at it every day. Maybe it's 10 minutes today, 15 minutes next week. You work your way up to, and that's fine. Maybe it's a walk instead of a run. Maybe it's, yeah, I'm just going to do 20 push-ups today, or I'm gonna not going to have any alcohol for, you know, I'm going to go off alcohol for a month, whatever it may be, yeah, but it's just little steps that you do every day.
You gotta find and then something.
You start to transform.
You got to find something that's consistent though, because some people go all the way where they want to do the no alcohol, let's say, for 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks after that, then they're back on where they started, mm-hmm, right? So you got to kind of find your healthy balance of that.
Yeah, and I think for that, for me, I do it in certain aspects of my life, but I don't do it in all aspects of my life. And that's something I got to continue to work through. Those are things I got to work, push myself through. Okay, why do I have the mental gear when it comes to my wife or my kids or my business to push myself,
right,
but I don't have my mental gear to cut this out or to stop this? And I think you really got to take a long, hard look at it and go, okay, is it because obviously hasn't been as important of it to me, right, to get it done? Or you need a come to Jesus moment, right? Like, you hear people that say, I had a heart attack, and then I was like, okay, now I was this close to death, and now I'm like, okay, now I got to change my life. But it took that massive slap in the face. So how do you make it to where you don't get to that point, right? And I'm just using that for my own personal thing.
Cause, I was saying, you know, because when you got burned.
Yeah, but but I'm just talking about like today, right? And today's, I know, okay, the one hurdle that I'm having is that I'm struggling with, and this is why I like to rely on you, right? Because I'm going, okay, she's great at this. She gets up every day. She loves to work out. I don't know if she loves to work out. She pushes herself to work out. I hate it, mm-hmm, right? So it's not something that I enjoy doing. So, okay, how do I make it fun? How do I push myself to do something to enjoy it? Do I need to have someone do it with me? So these are things I'm fighting with right now myself.
Yeah. Well, let's start from the beginning and work our way to current life. So when you were a kid, can you think of any moment that you were faced with getting out of your comfort zone and what it did for you when you took that leap of faith?
I mean, probably a lot. I mean, I played sports growing up. Mm-hmm. You know, if any of my basketball friends end up listening to this, I was mediocre at best. You know, I could,
yeah, take a dunk.
I wish I could shoot. That was about shooting pass. That's about what I could bring to the table. But you know, trying out for basketball, right? You know, you're putting yourself out there to where you might get rejected, you might get cut. You know, thankfully I was good enough to not be in that position. But I know a lot of people that did, right? A lot of people that, you know, you knew they weren't going to make it, but they still went out for the team. They still pushed themselves to try out. Like, what kind of courage that takes, right? Or, hey, I know I'm not going to be good at doing this certain task or certain thing, but I'm going to try it anyway. I know I'm probably going to fail. And I think all kids start, you know, with those getting out of their comfort zone. Sports probably was a big one. Walking away from basketball at that time, because I loved the sport. I loved being around my friends. I loved doing that. But I knew that my parents couldn't really afford to put the name brand clothes on me and do the things that I wanted to do to fit in. So I think...
keep going, Ron.
My dog got left out, and he's...
Left behind in the dust.
Yeah, he's a spoiled baby. He's a spoiled baby. So if he's not inside after about 38 seconds, he wants to whine. So how he got out, I don't know. Probably my fault. So we're back.
Blame it on Ryan.
We're back. Yeah.
No, I think you touched on it, because I was an athlete too, right, playing soccer. And I think if you're in sports, you naturally learn how to get out of your comfort zone. Because you're trying out for teams. So I tried out for club. Then you try out for school teams, mm-hmm, right? High school, varsity, junior varsity. Then you go to college, in my instance. You try out for college. And then you just now, or you're playing in tournaments and you're playing in games. And so I think when you're in athletics, that you naturally learn how to get out of a comfort zone, because you have to.
Yes.
Unless you want to be on the losing team, which is okay for some people. But you and I, we don't like to lose.
Right.
So I think that's helped me a lot. And as a kid, I was constantly just re-evolving to try to go to the next level in soccer with tryouts, you know? I mean, I posted about this, I think, a few weeks ago, but one of the biggest comfort zones for me was in eighth grade when I made it to varsity.
Mm-hmm.
I was 4'11", I'm still 4'11". I haven't changed second grade. But I was going against the big girls in high school, right? And my school was 6th through 12th grade. So, I mean, I was able to try out in eighth grade. And my coach at the time told my mom that I was too small. I was good enough, but I was too small, because I remember doing tryouts and I was just killing it. I was doing really well. And my mom and dad were the ones that fought for me to make it on varsity. They said that they think I would surprise them. And I didn't start the first game. And I remember I worked really hard in training. I didn't start the first game. And then they put me on at halftime. And I killed it. I scored a goal. And I was a starter ever since then.
Well, I think that says a lot about you. And that's how I was, too. It's more about how do I prove them wrong, right? Yes. So, you know, that's a big driving factor for me to get out of some of my comfort zones was I'm going to prove you wrong. If you tell me I can't do it, game on, right? That's just my my mentality, right? So, and I think I said it, you know, a few episodes ago, I'm one of those people that can take criticism. I'm one of those people that like to be pushed. Not everyone's like that, right? Some people don't, you gotta be a lot more, subtle with how you train them or how you coach them or what kind of positions you put them in. I'm the type of guy where a trainer could be yelling and screaming at me and I can react to it. And I don't look at it as this guy is coming down on me or this person's coming down on me. It's, hey, this person's trying to make me better and they know I can handle it. Mm-hmm. They know I can handle the truth. They know I can be told right to my face, you got to do this better. This, you got to improve here. Like, don't sugarcoat it with me. I'd rather you just rip it off like a Band-Aid, tell me exactly what I'm doing wrong, and then let me get to work on fixing it. So, but not everyone's that way.
They're not.
And you got to be careful there, right? And that's part of being a leader too. And that's part of being getting out of your comfort zone. All these little things, right?
Well, I think that's also the male and female side too, because if you look at coaching who coach male sports or female sports, the female sport coaches have to, of course, push their team, but you also have to keep in mind that little emotional side, because the male sports, I mean, if you, I hear the way that Cole's college team was when they won nationals, like how hardcore they were and how hardcore his coach was. And I'm like, that would not fly in females. Right. And so it's just crazy how you still have to, like, we're the same, but I have just a little bit more emotional side of, you know, tell me what I'm, how I can be better, but just be a little bit kinder.
Right.
And, well, Ryan's like, just tell me and get it over. Well,
but like for, I can't be that way with my staff. Right. Yeah. So I've got a staff of people. Some people I can be that way with. Some people I have to, I gotta, you know, be a little kinder and be, which is fine. That's my job. My job is, okay, if I'm the leader, you're not leading one kind of personality. You're leading multiple personalities. Sure. And what gets them out of their comfort zone? How do I push them without pushing them away?
Yeah.
How do I make them see that they could be better without it coming down like it's constant criticism? Yeah. And I think with criticism, you also have to point out what people are doing well. And I think that's got to be part of it. I think both of them have to go, they have to coincide, they have to go together. You can't just be constantly hammering down on people and expect them to be to motivate them to be better. So, you know, but all those little things that you talked about, right? It's, you know, taking this job with my current company 20 something years ago, I took at the time a $25,000 to $30,000 a year pay deduct and to start with the company because I saw what the potential of the company.
And aren't you glad you did it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And they made me think, but man, we went wrong. We took a shot on this kid and, you know, hopefully there it worked out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it worked out, but
they knew you can tell talent.
Thank you. But the, you know, at that time I didn't know anything. Right. And I still,
but
still
what struggle. Do they say? Hard work outworks talent any day.
I'll take, and I look at it that way now. So you want to see talented people, but I want to see people that are coachable. I want to see people that, that want to, learn. Mm-hmm. I want to see people that could take criticism and not take it personally. Mm-hmm. I think I'll take someone that over that, or then that someone that maybe looks better on paper any day of the week. Some of my best guys are guys that have college degrees and they've done well, but it really was how they brought, how coachable they were.
Right.
It was more in just the heart they had and the character. And that's a big deal to me, is just someone's character. And I think that outweighs a lot.
It does. So. It does. So I'm thinking one of the biggest, when I think comfort zone, I think one of the biggest things that real estate has done for me in a good way.
Uh-huh.
It was a hard lesson to learn, but, and a good one to learn though. I remember, okay, let's start with being a business owner. You have to get out of your comfort zone if you want to grow, right? I mean, I could sell just 2-3 houses every year and call it a day, but that's just not who I am. So I had no choice. But I remember when I got in real estate, I remember thinking, so I don't know if I've ever told you this. When I got to Grand Junction, I really knew nobody other than my boyfriend at the time, now husband, Cole, and then the coach that hired him when we moved there, okay? right out of college, broke as a joke, had no money, and I didn't know anybody. Two bad things for real estate, and I was young, okay? So I remember we just moved. I started my new company. I picked my outfit out of my box, moving box that morning. I went to my new office at Bray Real Estate. Robert Bray, shout out to you. I love him. So this is today one of the best mentors. And he told me, I showed up, and I remember thinking, I have to get out of my shell because I need to meet these new people. I need to go sell a house. Mm-hmm. And so I remember I walked in the office and he said, hey, I'm Hispanic for those who can't tell by my voice or seeing on the camera. And I remember he came up to me and said, hey, so there's actually a Hispanic Chamber of Commerce meeting today. And I think it'd be really good for you to go and meet people. And I said, okay, yeah. So I remember thinking, oh, I have to go meet new people. And I remember walking in there. I was definitely one of the youngest. I didn't know anybody. And I just remember being so nervous, but I don't want people to see that side of me. So I forced myself out of the way. And one thing that got me through was thinking, what's a bigger pain? Being stuck where I am now, not selling a house, or getting out of my shell and meeting people so I can sell houses.
Right.
And to me, being stuck and not selling houses was a bigger pain. And so I've taken that lesson with me up till now. I always tell myself, when there's something I don't want to do, get out of my comfort zone, what is a bigger pain to you? What is a bigger pain?
I think that's great advice. I mean, that's great advice because there's probably people that are listening right now going, okay, well, but okay, Elena, you're saying this, but what, how did you drive yourself to do it? How did you push yourself out of it? And it was, okay, you had it in your,
you have two options, that
mental
always.
Block. That's it. It's a mental block. It's okay. What's the blowback from this? You know, I see people all the time talking about, I hate my job. I hate the career I'm in, but you know, and it's always excuses. I've already got kids. I'm in my 30s. It's too late to change my career. You know, it's too late to go. It's never too late. Mm-hmm. There's so much life you still have ahead of you. And I don't know why people have this in their head to where it's like, okay, but it's because they don't want to leave their comfort zone. What if I lose my house? What if I may not be able to pay rent this month? And those things are important, right? Your bills, we all have them, and those things come. But okay, what steps can I take? And I would tell people that. Like, I'm not saying you don't go to do your job. Yeah. What I'm saying is, okay, what do you do with your free time? How much time are you on your phone?
Netflix.
How much time are you watching? Yeah, watching Netflix and watching movies. And how much time are you lounging around the house? And if you really think about how much time, that's what started getting me to push to the next level, was going, okay, like people talk about side hustles all the time. Well, why don't you just put that same effort into that career if that's what you want? Or if your side hustle is really what you're passionate about, take the hours that you spend on Netflix. Look at your phone. Right? People look at my kids tell me all the time, Dad, I'm hardly on my phone. I'm like, okay, let's look at your screen time. And you're like, oh, I've been on there for 4.5 hours today. And you don't even realize it because you're doing it 5 minutes at a time, right? And, you know, my guys give me grief because I always say it's the death of a million cuts, but that's what it is. It's 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. And before you know it, you're saying, okay, I waste 4 hours a day of my life, 5 hours a day.
Scroll.
But then I complain that I'm not doing what I want. Well, you're not doing anything different. So obviously you get sucked into, well, life isn't that bad. You know, where I live is fine. The career I have is okay. I have a little bit of money in the bank. I have a car. Yeah. And sometimes that's good enough for people. And there's, like what we told you guys before, there's no, I'm never going to judge somebody for what kind of lifestyle they want to have. It's just not.
We want to be in lives. We don't want that.
No.
Told Cole and I've talked about that. I've said,
I don't want to be content. I don't want to be content.
Exactly. And I don't think I was born to be average. I've always forced myself out of the average zone because I don't know what it is about it. Maybe it's an insecurity, but I just don't like being compartmentalized there.
Right.
And so I've always pushed myself out of that. And I think that's also a big part of how I push myself to the comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But once again, it goes to what's a bigger pain. Mm-hmm. What's a bigger pain for me to not succeed than it is to just stay frozen.
Right. And some people, like I said, you know, some people, I get envious sometimes that people could have that mentality, right? You know what? I'm good. Life is fine. Like, I'm like, man, I don't have that mental gear. So it's really what's in it for you guys. But I think there's, you know, for me, I'm just speaking to the people that I talk to and my guys that talk about, you know, I don't make the kind of money I want to make, or I'm not where I want to be in life, or I don't have the house that I want to live in, or my wife's not driving the car that I want her to have, whatever it may be, right? It doesn't matter. It's not always materialistic things. It's my kid wants to get into this sport and I can't afford to do it because it's a club, whatever it may be. And I'll tell them, like, okay, well, what are you doing with your downtime? And that means that may mean you're going to have to work harder. Mm-hmm. It does not just get handed to you. And this is the one thing that about most of the kids in your generation that I struggle with the most is they feel that they're owed something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're not owed anything. No one owes you a thing.
It's
what you put into it. And there's, like I said, there's people out there that work way harder than you, that have way less than you, and they still get up and they put in way more effort, either physically, mentally, hours away from their family. They never take vacations, whatever the case may be. You need to look at your life and go, okay, if I want this, that means I'm going to have to work harder for it. And that right. means I'm going to have to make sacrifices in my life.
To change get, is going to have to happen.
Yeah. And you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone. You're yeah. going to have to get out of the rut that you're in. You're going to have to get off of the,
you have to let go yeah. of your ego. There's yeah. a big part of ego that you have to cut out mm-hmm. when you're putting yourself out there, which mm-hmm. means you're getting out of your comfort zone. And that was one of the hardest things for me.
But look, but I guarantee you, you're so much happier. Not only are you a successful real estate agent, but going there, you may have met connections that you still have today from yeah. going to that Chamber of Commerce. Who knows who you would have met that day? I look at that all the time. I think about that stuff all the time. Okay, if I wouldn't have done this, I would never have met that person. Mm-hmm. I would have never been able to connect with that person. And these people I've known for maybe years, but it's because, like, you know what? I took a meeting and do I really need to take that meeting? You know what? I'm going to take that meeting.
Right.
And all of a sudden, boom, it turns into something great. But you never know that because you just get into your little bubble and you stay in that bubble and you think to yourself, well, I'm protected. I'm safe in this bubble. You're not safe in any yeah. bubble. So you might as well do something. You know, why go through life doing something you hate to do? And you can still fail at it.
Right.
And I look at it that way, and I've been blessed to be able to look at things that way already. It's going, you can still fail at something you hate to do. Mm-hmm. So why not go attack what you love to do?
Fail at something you're passionate about.
Yeah. And if you fail at that, again, what do we say? You don't fail, you learn.
And you don't fail until you quit. That's what I teach my kid now.
Right.
Don't quit.
Yeah. What did this someone say? It's hard to beat someone that never gives up.
Exactly.
Because at some time, they're going to wear on you. They're going, that's than how I am, right? Yeah. I mean, the guys that are around me, the people, you, my wife, most of my, they're smarter than I will ever be, right? And I feel like I'm a fairly smart person, but there's very few people that are going to outwork me. And that's what I can bring to the table. And that's what I tell my guys, bring that mentality to the table yeah. and things are going to work out great.
So I remember last year was a mentally hard year because of real estate was
construction business. I'm with you.
And so I remember talking to my coach, Rich Brecklin. He'll probably listen to this. And just telling him, I said, I'm just so mentally warped. Like, I'm just so tired, uh-huh. you know, and he kept trying to help me force my way into being better on my social media platform, because that's just where real estate marketing is at its best. You get the best exposure. You expose those like you, or you, uh-huh. you bring people like you to your business. Uh-huh. And so, but you have to get out of your comfort zone and be on social media. You have to do the video, audio. You have to think of little reels or whatever. And I remember I used to tell him all the time. This is why I liked having him as a male coach, because I'm like, I don't like the way I look. I want to stand. He's get over it. Get over it. I was like, oh,
see,
you don't understand.
He's my kind of coach. He's my right to the point. Let's yeah. get right to the point. I love it. But I don't even know the guy. I like it. I like his style.
And I do have a female coach now, because I needed to learn from a mom who's been able to balance a business and being a full time mom. Mm-hmm. And he's a great present dad, but it's just different being a dad and a mom. But he's still part of my life today. Like,
but here's a perfect example of your comfort zone.
Yeah,
right. You get out of your comfort zone to go to seek help from a male and yeah. a female in the industry. That's getting yeah. out of your comfort zone. People don't look at it, those little things, like, that is getting out of my comfort zone. It was hard for me to go ask someone for help.
Yeah.
And now look at where they're guiding you. And I'll tell you this, I can tell you, like, when you just mentioned, you know, being mentally exhausted and mentally drained, that's typically when you're ready to level up.
Exactly.
So that's when you're this close to getting to the next level, and you have to figure out a way to push through that mentally.
Yeah.
And when you figure out a way to push that through mentally, you're going to find, wait a minute, I just leveled up. I'm now a step further closer to my goal, because I was at mental exhaustion. I wanted to give up. I wanted to quit. And then you'll realize within that year, or a few months, or sometimes weeks or days, wait a minute, I'm that much closer. If I would have let that mental, you know, break beat me down, and I would have just thrown up my hands and given up, now I'm back to the start again. Why do that?
And I don't like being miserable. I don't like being unhappy. You know this. I am generally a very happy person, and I was just tired of feeling that way. And if you look at it, and there's another thing that I saw last year, right before I made changes in my life, that when you're doing something that's not meant for your soul, you will burn your energy much faster. And I think I was there at that point last year. I was in a different part of my real estate business. I branched off to a new company, rebranded, just the Sweetser team. And I start the networking group and now this podcast, and I'm doing things that I love. And it's naturally, this energy is coming back to me.
How big was that network? The networking group, I just saw your post on that the other day. You started with how many, just yourself?
Yeah.
And how many do you have it to now?
28.
And when did you start it?
2 years ago, last February.
That, so again, it's these little steps that you're taking, and you went from 0 to 28.
Yeah.
Now, how much further are you along in your career? How many more people have you connected with?
I've got great connections in there. And we're still building. And that's the thing. That's technically another business in my mind, because
100%
it's DFW Professional. Shout out to that. But it's a one seat per entry. And now I can create different chapters, right? Uh-huh. And I can build more relationships throughout the Metroplex. And that was my whole mindset behind it. And I got a lot of negative feedback last year from some other people about, you're not focusing just on real estate. Well, because I don't want to be just a realtor.
Right.
You know, and that's where my mind was last year. I was being forced to just be a realtor, and I was burning through energy because it wasn't filling my soul. Mm-hmm. My soul is not meant to just be a realtor. It's meant to inspire, motivate people in other aspects. Okay. And so, and I wrote my book this year, right?
She had shoulder. Think about what you've just done in the last year. Most people wouldn't do in 5 or 10.
Yeah.
And that's because it says something a lot about your character and your drive is like, you know what? And this is what the result is for pushing yourself. You look at where you're at now. So you changed your focus, you changed gears. You said, you know what? I don't want to just be all about real estate. And now you're happier. Your family life's happier. You're still just as successful as you were doing nothing but real estate. But you pivoted, you changed, and now you have all these different things going for you. And do you feel that that anything's being sacrificed?
No, I mean, it was tough at first. I went through a mental,
it's always going to be hard. It's always going to be hard.
Yeah.
People, you have to go through the hard.
But it was 1 month of hard for the life I'm living now. I don't think we would have started podcast if I would still be in that partnership from last year and still the old company.
And who knows where this leads? And who knows where this leads to? Who knows who's listening that you connect with? It is, you know what? That's the kind of person I want on my real estate team. You know what? I want to partner with this girl because this is someone that I know that could help me take my business to the next level. It's because you put yourself out there. You put yourself in me the same way. I might have one of my customers listen to this thing one day. Who knows? They say, you know what? I just got another I got to see a different aspect of Ryan Bean.
Yeah.
I know him of the sales guy that comes in here. I know him of the, the manager at his company, but now I get to see him in a different light. This is someone that I want to, connect with, and who knows what that opens up to. So that's why we do this stuff, guys, and why we want
it. You have to let yourself grow.
If you want to.
I think you're like a little seedling, right?
Yeah.
And then you got to just let that plant thrive.
I think that people at the end of their journeys, when they come to the end of their lives, the regret is always, I wish I would have tried this. I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done something different with my, you'll hear people say that. And I'm like, it's really all up to you. You have the ability to do something with this phenomenal gift that we were given of life. And it is a gift that we talked about before that people take for granted, and they think they're just going to wake up every single day. Don't live the same day for 80 years, 85 years of your life and call it and say you lived it. You didn't.
Right.
And you could be multiple people. You could be,
you can do multiple things.
You
hear all the time. You can be who you want. You decide. And you think it's cheesy, but it's true.
It is true.
It's true. You can be and live the life you truly want. You just got to figure out how to make it happen.
And it's
not going to come to you. I don't know who needs to hear that on repeat. It's not going to come to you.
You got to work for it. But if the sacrifice, I will promise you this, if you put the work in and you make the sacrifice, the payoff's going to be there. And it may take you longer than you hope it would, but you're going to look back and you're going to say, you know what? I definitely didn't regret starting that networking group. I'm not going to regret, no matter what comes of this, starting a podcast with my friend, right? Because I just feel like it's the right thing to do. And it may not be. Who knows?
Yeah.
But you never know until you do it. I know I won't regret it.
Exactly.
But I'll say this. I won't regret it, right?
Yeah.
I won't regret doing it because I'll think that we will connect with somebody. If one person, 5 people, 10 people get anything from this podcast, go, you know what? These people genuinely changed the direction of my life. They genuinely made me look at things differently and made me say, you know what? I want more. Then this whole thing, all these hours that we'll put into this will be worth it to me. And that's how I feel about it.
I agree. Well, thinking of comfort zone, so when you think comfort zone and you talk motivationally, we always think success, business, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's break it down to day-to-day personal life. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, you go through a lot of comfort zone choices during your day-to-day life or just overall life, I suppose. So, I mean, one thing that I think about comfort zone would be fitness. Mm-hmm. So being a college athlete, I used to be able to run 4 miles like it was nothing. Mm-hmm. Now I'm happy if I can make it 3 mile. Mm-hmm. And I'm working. I do like to work out in Orange Theory, but if I'm being honest, which is part of this podcast, is going to Orange Theory sometimes or going to work out, it's getting out of my comfort zone to allow myself to be look the way I look in front of people who are much fitter than me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's really hard for me to do. And I think that's where it comes down to your own ego. Mm-hmm. Because I found that the people I work out with at Orange Theory, they don't care how I look. They care who I am. And they care that I'm there.
You're making the effort,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but in my mind, I'm like, I don't want to leave my house. I'm 50 pounds more than I should be or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I don't want people to see me this way. But I have to force myself to get out of that comfort zone and still go to the gym and work out, right? Because if I stay at home and I don't work out, nothing will change. I will continue to either get bigger or maintain that oversized weight that I am, right?
I've been maintaining for a decade, right? So I stay in the same range, but you're absolutely right. I mean, it's those things that you've got to figure out. So I joined the gym with my son, right? One, it was a way for me to connect with my son more and spend more time with him. My daughter wants to join the gym with me too. I'm like, you know what? How great is that?
I love that.
She just asked me yesterday. She just texted me. She's like, hey, I want to join the gym. I'm like, done.
Yeah.
So that now that's something that we can maybe do as a family, right? So now it's turned into, okay, I get a double win. One, I get to work on my body and my health, which is very important. It's important to all the people that I say is important, right? My staff, my family, myself, of course. And I get to spend more time with my family and more time with my kids. So it's a double win, right? But it's hard. And it's like, whenever I was in shape or fit, it was because I played sports growing up and you had to work out. You're forced to work out. I need someone that motivates me, that pushes me, right? So I always tell my wife, like, I need you to push me. I'm telling you, I need you to send me the text like, are you going to the gym today? Hey, your son wants to go to the gym. Make sure you go. I need that kicker. So, but I know that about myself.
You need a Cole in your life.
I know.
He's the best at that.
I know. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe I'll use him. Like, dude, get off your lazy butt and get out there, right? Because she's like, you push yourself to get in the cold water every day. You can push yourself to go to work every day and put 12 hours in a day. Why? And I'm like, I could drive by the gym, right? Because I don't like doing it. And it's like, and again, I know that about myself. So I got to think to myself, okay, maybe I'll like it now because I'm there with my kids. So
yeah, it's a bonding thing. You're not going to work out to kill yourself, kill your body to look good. You're doing it
to
feel good. Well, the results will happen.
Yeah,
if you go into your workout overkill every time, you're going to burn out and be done. I've been there, done that.
But I know that every person that I talk to, like yourself, that works out, they say the same thing, like, Ryan, I hate it, but they love I love the feeling after, mm-hmm. right? So it's like the cold water or whatever it is. I like the aftermath. So it's like, yeah, what I just did sucked, but man, I feel great. Man, I feel awake. Man, I feel alert. My body's sore, but it's sore in a good way.
Yeah.
Or, you know, so I gotta mentally get to that trigger point where I'm going, okay, focus on that. Focus on what the result's going to be at the end, right? Or like when me and Allison will go on a 7 mile walk.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to get up and go on a walk. But then we have some of our best conversations. And I'm like, man, I'm so glad I went on this walk with you because we got to talk about the kids. And one of the things, though, I leave my phone at home during that time, right? So we'll go on 6-7 mile walks. And I'm like, we'll spend 2 hours and we get to connect as a husband and wife. We talk about our family. We talk about the kids. We talk about things that we have to do better.
Laugh. Yeah.
Yeah. The things that we got to do better. And I'm always grateful after the fact. So I'm still, again, you know, this is a learning thing for me too. I'm still trying to figure out, okay, what can mentally drive me to want to do more of those things? Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, you're right. Fitness is a big part of it. And putting myself out here on camera, right? So it's like, yeah, you know, I'm not happy with where I'm at today, but I know that I'm going to be, and you guys are going to be hopefully on the journey with me.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to motivate
me. Yeah, in a year from now, I'm excited to see where we're at.
I hope so.
But you even think about, like, just as simple as going to a kid's birthday party and meeting all those adults. And I remember thinking, if your spouse is not going with you, you're going by yourself. The kids are playing. So you're stuck there talking to all these parents, and you go in it, you're like, okay, I could keep my kid at home mm-hmm. and miss out on the fun, or I could force myself to go be socialized.
Right. And you never know.
And everybody thinks because I'm very good with people that I love to socialize. I do, and I don't. There's times that I just like to, I'm an introvert extrovert in my opinion. And there's times I do like to stay home and play Zelda or watch my Supernatural and be my own little nerdy world.
I don't think I've ever been accused of being an introvert. I'm pretty sure I'm.
Yo, you're the type. You could go out and I'll do it. If I'll go out, I'll still talk to people.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But you think about it, like if I actually had a choice, I would probably stay home. But
I'm to the me, opposite.
But what would be who would hurt in that? My son. He would miss out on the birthday parties. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's just like every little day to day comfort zone decisions that you have to make. And I brought it up earlier in the episode. I think the biggest thing you do if you want to try to get out of your comfort zone is start to train your mind to think, what is a bigger pain for me?
Mm-hmm.
And what is a bigger pain for my family on my decision?
And I would recommend just try to accomplish something early, right? You know, I think there was a Marine. I watched a thing one day, or Allison maybe told me years ago about it, the Marine. And what he did is he woke up and the first thing he did every day was make his bed.
Mm-hmm.
And
he wrote a book about that.
Yeah, he did. And it was like, he made it. Make your bed. So there you go. But it was like, I want to get up and accomplish something. So I got up, and when the first 5 minutes of my day, I checked a box. I made breakfast. I went on a walk. I did I did 20 put, whatever it may be. I sat down and had a 10-minute conversation with my child one-on-one. It was checking a box every day. And all of a sudden you look in your day and you go, man, I actually accomplished a lot today. And what more could I have accomplished if maybe I didn't spend any energy over here with this? Like, really, do I really want to spend that much time doing that? Or is my time better spent over there? Like you said, so now you got out of that comfort zone of whatever makes you feel comfortable. We all have to have that.
Yep.
You have to have that too. So I don't want to make it sound like we don't have that. There's days I want to be lazy and sit around and watch football or watch college football.
I didn't work out at all last week. I've been really slammed and just overwhelmed. And I just didn't. And Cole knows, I've told him, if I don't work out, that is telling you that I'm mentally going down.
Right.
And he knows that. And so, I mean, this podcast episode today is I'm going to go do my workout tomorrow morning. But so it's just, I enjoy the workout. I enjoy how I feel early in the morning. I enjoy being up when people are still sleeping. There's just something about that that just hits right. Comfort zone is something I'm no stranger to. I've done it my whole life, I think.
Yeah, and a lot of people haven't. So
I agree.
We hope you guys, we hope this makes you guys think a little bit about your comfort zone and how you might get out of it. And I always love these conversations with Elena. I always get something out of it. And we hope you do as well. And
we hope you found some value from this episode. And if you did, let us know in the comments or send us a message directly.
And thank you for the support. Again, we do this, you know, for us, but you know, we really truly want to help somebody. We want to connect with somebody. If you feel like it's for you, if you feel like it's for somebody you know, hit us up on social media, reach out to us. If there's topics you guys want to discuss, or you think, hey, this would be a good thing for you guys to talk about, hit us up.
We love it. Something silly too. Yeah. We'd be happy that
we try to stay away from all the politics stuff.
Yeah, we won't be covering that stuff.
No, none of it's all wholesome, good stuff. So
that's right.
Thank you for everything, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Have a good one.
Take care.